This is Tom Ray with the local news about radio waves for Saturday, December 5th, 2015. You can go to wavefarm.org, WGXC Newsroom, for more information about anything you hear here. Go to WGXC.org and click on the newsroom. First, this report from Philip Grant.
John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the telecommunications consulting firm hired by Columbia County has completed the county's broadband profile and has made a series of recommendations to the County Board of Supervisors. ECC Technologies found that while there is a significant amount of fiber installed in the county, it has not increased broadband coverage overall. Beginning last spring, the Monroe County-based company mapped the broadband infrastructure, conferred with public and private organizations to document broadband issues and needs, and met with service providers. The inventory revealed there are 9 service providers in the county and 8 fiber owners. There are 17 cell towers and 10 public safety towers. All fiber is owned by private companies. None is in public hands. The study found the broadband coverage is fragmented, with single providers dominating their geographical sectors. While the western sections of the county have, at a minimum, basic broadband access, competition and diversity of providers is limited. In the central and eastern parts of Columbia County, the services provided fall below the FCC's definition of broadband, and the environment is behind other gigabit communities being developed in other parts of the country. Overall, the study found a lack of broadband in rural areas. The ECC warned that the county's broadband deficiencies have an acute impact on education, health care, and economic development. You can read that full story in the Register Star.
In Radio Roundup this week, the National Weather Service began adding probabilistic snowfall forecasts on December 1st to their website. The new forecast will attempt to predict snowfall totals over the winter before storms arrive. So far this winter, there have been just flurries falling in the WGXC listening area. WKZE 98.1 FM holds its annual holiday party at the Rhinecliffe Hotel Tuesday, December 8th, with Professor Louie and the Chromatics performing. You can bring an unwrapped children's toy to the event to go to the Center for Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie. WGXC 90.7 FM holds an informational meeting and volunteer orientation at 1 p.m. December 19th, the Wave Farm Study Center and WGXC Acra Studio. All are welcome to attend this monthly opportunity to tour the Wave Farm Study Center, WGXC Acre Studio, and the Wave Farm grounds. Van Winkle Amateur Radio Society holds their next meeting December 21st, 7 p.m. at the Churchtown Firehouse in Churchtown in Columbia County. The group now has a Fusion digital repeater on 449.925 megahertz. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 49 and a low around 29. Sunday should also be sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 31, and Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 44. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Greene, Columbia, Albany, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Delaware, Ulster, Dutchess counties, and Western Massachusetts.